Hello, Holly?
Yes!
Yeah. Yay! Hi, Holly. How are you? This is Sheldon here.
Pardon me?
Yeah, this is Sheldon here. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so are you free right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I do have your book idea open. There's a lot of detail. Good character descriptions. But one important thing we need to do, as originally discussed, is, where is it? So you filled out the entire form, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I said before, the first thing we had to work on was the outline of the book, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something. Would you prefer to engage in the copyright conversation first, or should we just get down to the outline, then I'll transfer you over?
The outline is fine. I'm kind of limited for time.
Okay. How much time do you have, if I may ask?
I don't know. 20, 30 minutes?
Okay.
About 30 minutes.
Okay. So give me a quick idea on how many chapters do you think the first book's going to have. Do you have any idea on that?
Okay, so this is the part that I don't – this is my part that I'm not really sure about because I've only
mm-hmm.
done short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So
– okay, chapters are supposed to be divided – well, let me guide you on that a bit, okay? Chapters are supposed to be divided
uh-huh.
event by event. Like, as you read a book,
mm-hmm,
there's one
mm-hmm.
certain event that's being discussed in a certain chapter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So let's break it down by, like, from event to event. So first event, if I am correct, is going to be the death of her mother, the main character,
mm-hmm.
mother, followed by her returning to the hometown, right?
Correct.
So, we can decide on the titles later. Let's talk about the descriptions a bit, okay? Just small descriptions.
Uh-huh.
So, since you don't have time today, we'll just complete the outline, and then we'll talk on the chapter on the next call, okay? Cool?
Okay.
Good. So, let's see. First chapter is going to be that... passing of the mother, and returning of, I'm bad with names, so I keep forgetting the character names.
Lily.
Lily, yes.
It's actually Lilibeth, but everybody calls her Lily.
Yeah, I have both the documents open side by side, so I know what is going on. Okay. Lilibeth Hastings, right?
Correct.
Okay. Lily to her hometown. That's going to be description of the first chapter, passing of the mother and returning of Lily to her hometown. Now, the mother's mm-hmm. name is Faith Hastings, right?
Correct.
Okay. Faith. And... then there's going to be chapter 2. What would chapter 2 start with? What would happen?
Maybe chapter 2 should be where she reconnects with Zoe.
Yes, because I'm reading the synopsis for book 1. It says Lily's return home
mm-hmm.
eventually leads her to restore her spiritual roots and new relationships, rekindle connection to longtime best friend
mm-hmm.
Zoe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But although shouldn't it chapter 2 should be adjusting back to the from all the way from Boston to like small town Georgia. So, shouldn't the chapter 2 be like a phase of transition?
Yeah. Did you, Should I bring chapter 2? Should I bring in, introduce Chase? Boyfriend?
You should introduce him in chapter 1. Because,
okay,
of course,
okay.
If you are, like, think of it this way. You're moving from, you know, Boston to Georgia. Of course your boyfriend's going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So the transition point is you should actually introduce the person at this chapter 1 when she is taking a flight or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll introduce him and to the just a brief introduction of him,
exactly.
And a little bit of a couple of scenes or maybe a scene, whatever, about where they're telling each other goodbye. He doesn't like it. And then chapter 2, I could introduce Zoe. Chapter 3,
yes.
Then I could go into actually who Chase is.
Yeah. You basically you have to lay down the seeds for chapter 3, but the long-distance relationship putting a strain, you have to put those seeds in chapter 1 so they can actually be used in chapter 3.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's
see.
Did
I have more information than you thought I would?
Oh, that's a lot of information. Trust me. I already told you last time you had more information than some clients, but this time you brought your A game. Okay. Then we have chapter 3, long-distance relationship, puts a strain on the current love life with Chase Winslow, her current boyfriend of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in here, in chapter 3, I think you'll also probably have some flashbacks related to the relationships and how it all began. So it would be more detail about the relationship and what's going on and how it currently is. Then in chapter 4...
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then chapter 4 should have the twist where once Lily reveals her commitment to God, Chase reveals his dark side and other emerging female interests.
Mm-hmm.
It will be like,
The female interest, I wasn't going to have him reveal until after, like, she had been in town for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't start getting interested in other girls. Basically, he's not holding out for her.
Oh, where do you want to introduce Max?
Oh, okay, so Max is actually who she's going to end up with.
Yep.
So probably after she reestablishes her, probably after I introduce Chase. Probably after I tell Chase's kind of dark side,
mm-hmm.
in chapter 3, maybe. That's where I tell Chase's... Okay, are you writing this down for me, or am I writing this down? I hear typing. I thought you were typing, so I'm not writing this down.
Yeah, I am. I am piecing together the information that you're giving me piece by piece.
Okay.
That's why you saw the entire form, right? But the one you filled up, right?
Yeah, you're filling out the rest of the form.
I'm filling up the book outline part of that form.
Yeah, that's what
so
I said.
So you want to reveal it after Chase, okay?
Maybe.
Reveal Mark.
It's going to be like a gradual relationship build.
But I have a question, though. You say that Max, So Max doesn't exist from her past. Max is going to be someone new.
Yes. I didn't do much background on him. But that doesn't make sense if I do that. Okay. That's a good point.
Because it depends, right? It depends. If you like... How does Max relate to the main character? Do they meet at church? Do they meet at the coffee house?
Max is Zoe's friend.
Okay, Max is Zoe's friend. And so given that she rekindles her relationship in chapter 2, we're gonna have we might have to give a brief introduction of Max. Like, yeah, she was hanging out with a friend, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, just give Max
a name.
Help
no
her.
Description, just a name, like.
Just like a drop, like a foreshadowing.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Because the thing is, right now, we're just building the outline, okay?
Correct.
Then we'll have a proper conversation on each chapter. Once we have that session, the writers will use that call that we're going to have and listen to it while, and they'll develop the chapter draft accordingly, okay?
Okay. So how much part of play will I have for, like, dialogue and things like that?
They'll develop the dialogue mostly. Since this is fiction.
Oh. Okay.
If you want to have some specific dialogues, you can always write them down and send them our way. We'll incorporate anything you want into the book. That's not a problem.
Okay.
My point exactly. If you want to make revisions, you can always just... the only thing you'll have to do is change the color of the text you're typing. Okay, so the writers know what you've changed, and you can send it back to me, and I'll forward it to the writer so they know the changes that are made, and they'll work accordingly.
Okay.
So, this is the reveal of Max. Okay, Max and her leaning on her long-time best friend Zoe and Max Jeffries, okay? Then comes her connection with God and how Max, you know, becomes an interest in troubled times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So wait, which part is chapter 4 going to have them breaking up as well? The Chase and Lily.
Probably not yet.
So, probably chapter 6 is going to have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Along with her renewed relationship with God, Max Jeffries demonstrated gentle kindness and strength that carries her through this troubled time.
Mm-hmm. And so then the rest of the time it will be about her and Max and Matt kind of developing their relationship.
Yeah. So, up till now, then Lily soon falls in love with Max, and together they form a relationship based on the foundations of God. So that's going to be, we're going to have a total of 7 chapters. But how's the book going to end?
Will her and Max get together? I think it needs to be longer than 7 chapters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
that's your point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now we have 7 chapters, but we have to break them down in between to develop the story. Does Zoe have her side or anything? We can have a chapter related to a flashback. Because chapter 3 is going to have a lot of flashbacks between the relationship between Chase and Winslow. Otherwise, they're just going to be loopholes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So relatively, we're going to have to discuss Lily's past as well, when she used to live here with Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, you know, school times.
Right.
So
right, because I have Zoe, we used to have Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Lily leaves there. I mean, she left there for college in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I could build a small Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Lay up. My son's playing outside. My dog wants to go play. Sit. Sit. Okay.
So chapter 3 can be about, we can just, you know, the title of that can be Lily and Zoe. It just talks about the time they spent as kids. That can be an entire chapter. It gives a lot of backstory to both the characters.
Okay.
This will also allow you to give some insight to Faith, given that you're discussing the past.
I want to keep Faith. I give some insight to her, but keep her a little mysterious because book 3 is all. Wait, hold on. Is it 3 or 2?
Foundations.
Yeah, Transformate book 2 is all about Lily's mom. Well, not all about, but I mean, it's all about Lily, but that's when that she discovers that about her father.
Look, that's it has some backstory, please, focal points. So if you want to develop the reader of the interest towards a book 2, which is mostly about her mother, you're going to have to talk in some details and create that mystery inside book 1.
Okay.
Otherwise, lack of relation, right?
Right,
suddenly,
what I'm saying
suddenly
is
suddenly the mother's not a character, and then book 2, it's like the grand reveal.
Sorry, my kids are distracting me. No, I'm not saying I don't want to develop her. I'm saying I do, but not. I still want to keep a little bit of mystery there.
Yeah. So, the chapter 3 is going to talk about Lily and Zoe. Your Faith's just going to have bits and pieces there. It's mostly going to be about Zoe's and Lily's relationship at younger ages, like school life and stuff. Let's say middle school to high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to have to change Max's background then, if that's the case.
Well,
because I had, I had Max growing up in the same area, but if it's a small town, it wouldn't make sense while they never met each other. So I'm going to have Max move in maybe like their senior year or something, and she vaguely remembers him or something like that. Otherwise, it's not going to make sense.
Well, that makes sense as well. There's one way you can actually use that. Max could be, you know, someone who wasn't really popular in school. So
most people knew him.
But, yeah, they did hear the name. He was probably, you can get that. That way you can give Max a background as well.
Yeah, I did. But, okay.
It's a transformation, right?
Right. Transformation is book 2. Yeah.
Yes. No, but like accepting God. You can get the background story where you formulate both towards accepting God and having stronger religious interest. So Max can have an entire backstory, which will add to a chapter, you know? That can also be a chapter in this then.
Yeah.
Because when you're going to introduce him in chapter 7, you can show his empathy and, like, his background in chapter 8, then the falling in love part in chapter 9.
Mm-hmm. But then, to create a little more struggle, I could have Chase come back. To create a little more intensity.
A little more drama.
Yeah, a little more drama. I could have Chase come back.
That is possible. Chase, you know, probably has a falling out with whoever that was, realizes a mistake, comes back chasing her to her town, and gets wrecked by Max.
Then that's when he really reveals, like, his... he's like, I want him to become aggressive towards her. And that's, like, what really... And then Max, of course, runs in and helps. He's the hero, saves the day. And then, which intensifies her love for him. And, I mean, that's the drama part. The difficult part is actually going to be putting the little face-based part in.
Whose part in?
Face, the religious face, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I said face, but I meant Christianity. I didn't want to confuse it with the name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, because I heard Chase. I didn't hear Faith. I heard Chase. So I was like, didn't we just discuss Chase? So.
Yeah.
Well, given that. Oh, wait, I just forgot something which I realized. So. Given that when you were in... Wait, where is it? I remember reading something about the cafe becoming a Sunday church.
Yes, that's going to be in book 3, in Foundations. And Zoe is actually going to probably end up taking over the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lily and Max, I'm going to try to fade them out a little bit, and they're going to just be developing, becoming, they're going to start their own church.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Zoe will take over the coffee shop, because I don't want the church to be the center point or setting of the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could be too limiting. So I think I just want to keep it at the coffee shop. So Zoe's going to take over the coffee shop. And then the focal point on her at that point will be her relationship and everything.
Okay.
And the coffee shop will act as a church. And until, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, when churches just start out, a lot of times they don't have any place to meet, so they'll meet in a local area while their church is being built.
I see.
And so that's what the coffee house is going to be.
Okay. That's really fine.
And that's why it's called Foundations, just because the church is being built.
Okay.
And the Foundations of Christianity.
I assume book 2 is going to give in some insight about the cafe, but it's a bit of history about it. Because otherwise, like, this is my personal opinion. I'm not sure if that works for you. But if you're going for a entire series and the cafe is a good part of that story, and it's family owned.
Cafe is so strong. I want it to be almost like a character.
Yeah, exactly my point. So the background story of that character is, where do you want to place it?
Oh. Probably. Actually, I placed it in book 2 with Mom.
Makes most sense. Book 2 makes most sense, because that's where you're going to talk about Faith.
Mhm. Yeah, because that's where it came from, was from her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom.
Yeah.
So where did Mom get it from? So I don't know. I haven't thought of that yet.
Okay. And
I mean, I had generally thought about it, but I didn't come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm. And in the entire in the entire book one, the father is not going to be discussed at all, correct?
Only in passing, like the mother struggled without a dual, you know, without two incomes or
being
you
a single
know,
mother.
Life
at all.
Was hard. Yeah, just in the single mother aspect, and maybe a slight conversation where the mother had mentioned to Lily that, you know, the father was no longer existed. So Lily assumed that he was dead, but he was not dead.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea. I just randomly got an idea for a chapter which fits in very right into this. So,
okay.
When we are going to discuss the dark side of Chase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lily reveals her new commitment with God, and Chase reveals his dark side. He, like, maybe a grave visit to Faith. That would make a big chapter. That
Chase
start
visits
the
Faith?
No, like, Lily visits Faith's grave. There's an entire talk.
Oh.
A few flashbacks.
Oh, grave.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So that would, you know... Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Then Lily, that starts the recovery process. You know?
No, I'm not tracking what you mean.
Look, what I mean is... When Lily loses, like, to Chase's issues, revealing his dark side and other emerging female interests, during that time, you can, or, like, after the breakup, it kind of depends on you, Lily goes visits her mother's grave, okay? And she talks, like,
mm-hmm.
some people do. Like, they sit down at their parents' or some friend's grave, and they just generally talk about life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a talk about life where you can show some flashbacks towards some past memory of having her and her mother. Her thinking about Max can also be revealed there. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
that can really form a strong relation to how she will recover, how she finds God. In some flashbacks, she could see how being that can actually add to the single mother part of a bit.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
So, chapter 6 title can be A Grave Visit, and description can be Lily in her troubled times. Decides to go visit mother's grave and reminisce about her past and think about her future. How does that sound?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Then we can add the reveal of Max. Lily leans on her longtime best friend Zoe in Max Jeffries.
We could make a chapter 2 on Zoe and Max's relationship. Okay.
Mm.
They're friends. They're like best friends.
Yes, but Eden, but are you sure dedicating a whole chapter to that would make sense?
No, that would actually only be a scene or two.
That,
really.
That would be like a spin-off story, which would seem like Zoe and Max are going to end up.
Yeah. I could throw the reader, like, thinking that Zoe and Max are going to get together, but nah, because then the reader would lose interest. That would aggravate the reader.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was reading it, it would aggravate me.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Because you expect one thing and then something else come up, and it's not a suspense novel, so you're not really expecting it either.
Then a good one too, because she's going to be the main character in the third book.
Yeah. See, I did read that. So she's much more in, like, in the book three. Zoe's a lot talked on.
Mm. Yeah, she, actually, she'll be the protagonist in book three.
Cool. Hmm. So, I think we have 10 chapters. I think 10 chapters are good enough.
10 good, or should we do 11? Well, how do they meet Max? We didn't get them to meet each other.
Who?
Did we? Max? Well, I mean, they met, but how are we going to get them together?
Two. Well.
No, I know, but we didn't really expound on it a lot.
Longtime best friend, Zoe. Zoe has a current best friend named Max. Isn't that? You can... The story then builds itself. Wherever Zoe goes, Max would probably follow, given they're best friends.
Right. Well, he's going to stop in, because Zoe is going to work at the coffee shop.
Exactly. Oh, that makes more sense, since she's working at the coffee
shop. Right, so Max is always going to be coming in.
Yeah.
Max is always going to be coming in to see her.
Yep. And you can start off like Max. Yes, we can start off Max being interested in Lily from the start. But...
Right, right. Well, he catches her eye. Or she catches... Yeah. But what I'm saying is what's going to be the, like, rising action, and where do I need that in which chapter? Should the rising action be the breakup with Chase? And then Matt's coming to save her? Because I was hoping to get, like, a scene to really reveal Chase's dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that being that...
Shouldn't that be like... that can be like Max's background. Oh, I have an idea. So, let's say chapter 9 is Max's background. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
with that background, Lily falls in love with Max and they're together to form a relationship. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as a cliffhanger for that chapter, you can say Chase returns, right?
Yeah, like we had mentioned
before. And chapter
10
can be the climax where Max destroys Chase and gets the girl, and everybody's happy.
Right, because you only need one chapter for resolution.
Yeah.
Well, you only need one chapter, but I mean, is 10 chapters too short? Or will the writer advise
well, what's,
more?
On the top of your head, what's the page count you have in your mind? Because it depends on the information you give us. Chapters don't really matter, trust me. The chapter numbers don't really matter. I've read many books, and we've done a lot of books as well. So we've had books with like 400 something pages and just 5 chapters.
Well, that's too long.
But that's what I'm saying. The chapter number doesn't matter as long as...
After 300 pages, I'm ready to put it down. So, even in a really good... I was reading something by Lily Austin the other night, and I was like, okay, come on, you're dragging this on. I want to get to the, you know, because people don't have time to read like they used to. So,
250 is enough. 250, but that's on the top of your head right now. It kind of depends on how the story develops and how many pages you can get in.
Mm-hmm. And I really think I want more hands-on than what y'all are expecting.
I don't mind. Like I said, we don't mind. We actually encourage that you participate as much as you can. So whenever
I'm
I send a craft, if you want to make
diet.
Changes, make additions, if you have other ideas you want to implement in the book, you can tell them to us at any time.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just intimidated by dialogue and how many scenes to put into each chapter, and but I'm really good at creating scenes, but connecting them, I kind of have an issue with. So, or I probably don't. I just feel as if I do. And then I'm not comfortable with dialogue yet, like an extensive amount of dialogue. But I can tell you, no, my character wouldn't say that. My character would say this,
Yeah. How about this?
Yeah.
When the reason why we offer revisions is that each writer has their own perspective and their own flow of work, okay? So if you want to have that change, if you want to make any changes at any time, that's always good because it gives us more insight on what you want, okay? Which allows us to bring out better work that actually satisfies you. So for each draft, you can take your time, edit it. Once you send us back an edited draft, we'll start working on the next draft so we have a better idea of what you want to do and how this will work to flow. So that's always good.
Okay,
that's
so how do
you also
so
be hands-on and you'll get an experience out of it as well.
Okay, so we'll do baseline, 10, 11 chapters right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think probably I will need to extend it to 12 chapters once the story gets going. But for right now, we'll start there. And then you said we're going to have a proper conversation about chapters.
Yeah. So during this week, when would you like to schedule a call on which we'll talk on chapter one?
A breakdown scene by scene?
Yeah, we'll talk in detail. It's going to be a good amount of detail. If you need a week, you can do it as well. But, yeah, it depends on you.
Okay, so the next meeting will be for Chapter 1, scene by scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have that conversation before
Before,
so you're the only person I'm going to talk to. I won't be actually talking to the writers.
It kind of depends. If you want to talk to the writers, we can arrange one. But usually it works this way that I usually have conversations with you.
Okay. Okay, so then I'll talk to
because,
you.
I'll be honest with you. Each call that we're going to do from now on, okay, it's going to be a recorded call, okay? So every information you're going to pass on to me is going to be passed on to the writers, okay? Because they don't, take my notes or anything. I don't write down notes for them. The entire recording will be delivered to them, and they'll listen to the entire call. Okay, and then they'll make their own notes according to it. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. So that way they have everything they can rewind it or whatever.
Yeah. The reason why we have this is because most writers aren't really comfortable on coming on a call. That's the reality of it because the main job for them is to write. Okay. So
I understand.
It's difficult for them to, come on a call and discuss and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
When would you like to schedule?
Can we just do next Monday?
Sure.
Or is that too long?
No problem.
Okay.
Next Monday's fine.
Yeah,
and when will you be free, Holly, something really important, though. When will you be free today? Mm-hmm. Because I have the copyright guys are still waiting, and and I just want
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I can talk to them right now.
You can talk to them right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the department to give you a call. Are you free? Like, how long are you free? Or are you heading out somewhere?
No, my dinner... No. My dinner plans just got canceled, so I'm free right now.
Okay. I'm sad. That's sad to hear.
No, I was cooking dinner for my son and his fiance, so they just said they're not coming over till Wednesday.
Oh.
So
oh,
it's
wow.
Actually good. That means I don't have to cook.
Yeah, then that's good. That's good. Because that would have been a lot of work. Okay, that's good. So let me talk to the department and they'll give you a call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So this was pretty good then?
Yep, very good. So any questions okay. that they should already know so they can they already have, you know, information?
Oh, for
or... Yeah.
Well, I really want to keep the name. Oh, also back to the book, the name. I really want to keep Divinely Perked as the central point for the coffee house. I mean, we could maybe change it to Divine Perks or something like that, but...
The book title. Are you talking about the book title?
No, the book title is
Where I Belong. Yeah.
Yeah. Which that may need to be changed because I don't know. That will make the book seem like it needs to be in first person. But anyway, no, the name of the coffee shop is Divinely Perked.
Oh, you want to copyright that name.
Yeah, I want to make sure that is
okay.
Covered.
Okay.
Not, yeah.
So I'll give all the details that I have to the team, and they will give you a call. Okay? Probably you can expect it in 5 to 10 minutes. Okay?
Okay, not a problem. Will it be from this area code?
Yeah. Probably might even be the same number because we use a specific line. It's just divided in extensions. Okay?
Okay. No worries.
Perfect. So probably 5 to 10 minutes. I'll just go talk to them. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. I'll see you on Monday, Holly. If you have any other questions, just either text me or send me a message on Teamwork. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.